Dear brothers and sisters of Unreach, today we'll be looking at Psalm 113, a short psalm, a hymn of praise. What makes this psalm so special and so unique are the amazing contrasts the poet pictures. Let us read this whole psalm first from the NIV. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, you his servants, praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be blessed, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes, with the princes of his people. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord. This beautiful psalm is divided into three stanzas. In verses 1 to 3, the poet takes us as wide as he can. In terms of time, from now until forever. And then in terms of space, from the rising of the sun to the setting of it, or in other words, from the east to the west, covers everything. Both in verses 2 and 3, the name of the Lord is mentioned. The Lord's name is the sum of his characteristics. The sum of who he is in himself. He is holy, he is great, he is faithful, he is a savior, he is righteous and just, he is kind and loving, and so on. The servants of the Lord are now exhorted to praise that name, everywhere and forever. Praise cannot be more comprehensive than that. The wonderful attributes of the Lord are being celebrated here and everywhere, now and forever. Nothing, absolutely nothing escapes his praise. Not even our greatest fears or suffering or persecution or even death. All everywhere will praise him because he is so utterly worthy. But then the psalmist continues to the high point, the peak of the psalm, and he lifts our hearts and minds even higher. In verses 4 to 6, he lifts up our faith to the heights of heaven, to where God sits or dwells. In Hebrew, the word can mean both those meanings. So from the comprehensive praise everywhere and forever, we are being taken up to the dazzling heights of God's presence, where he rules from heaven and where he sits on his eternal throne. And then the climactic statement, who can be compared to the Lord our God? Obviously, nobody and nothing. He is far above everything in every possible way imaginable. But as we are being raptured into the highest heavens and right into the Lord's heavenly presence, where he not only sits but dwells, all of course very human speech for us to understand, as we are by faith lifted up, we see him looking down, as far down as one possibly could. First, what an amazing statement of his greatness is this. He is so majestic that he needs to stoop, to bend down, to look into the heavens, and then look even further down, noticing the earth. And then he goes even further. He looks down right to the ash heap, the lowest part of the earth, the poor in the dust, the needy. The contrast cannot be more drastic, from the highest heavens to the lowest and most challenging here on earth. And what do we see here? We see God is in the lifting up business. He is the exalted one, but he also exalts. He raises up. He makes them princes. He makes them the cream of the crop. The Lord exalted above the highest heavens does that, and he will continue to do that. Then the psalm ends with a very special and tender touch. The barren woman in disgrace, as was the custom of that time, the lowest of the low in society, rejected, lonely, nothing and nobody to live for. This barren woman he lifts up by removing her disgrace, by giving her children, by making her a happy mother in her home. What a beautiful picture. The sheer extremes of contrast in the psalm is nothing less but breathtaking. Wide, as wide as we can reach in time and in space, then up and up and up, then so deep down as we can reach, and up again. First, the psalm takes us as wide as possible, then takes us as high as possible, and then with the Lord we look down to the lowest possible on earth, and we see him lifting up the lowest of the low. It is like riding on one of those old Big Dippers, remember, in the amusement parks, going up and up and up, and then almost crashing down of a speed just to go up again of a jolt. This is the ride Psalm 113 has taken us on. And what a ride. But now, what does this practically mean for me? How will it influence or even change my day to day? First, let us imitate the psalmist here and also have this very same spirit of praise in our hearts. That praise that just surpasses everything, making our biggest troubles small in comparison of the greatness of him. Not that we need to make little of our own suffering or invalidate the pain of others. No, that is not what the psalm teaches. The opposite, actually. The psalm actually shows us how much God cares for the low and for the one disgraced. But having a grasp of the Lord's comprehensive greatness will lift us up. It will restore us and carry us through the dark days of the valley of trials. This is for all of us. Even right now, we have been exalted with Christ Jesus who dwells in us. We're actually seated with Christ in heavenly places, we read in Ephesians 2. Every believer is already a prince, a princess, and will rule with Jesus forever, one day. Let this psalm teach you once more who you are, and then be raptured with a song of praise in your heart, day to day, through the ups and downs of life, until the praises and the delights of Psalm 113 become our only delight. Amen.